The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 16th of February. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jewel Sirkin.
You do sound a little bit thing. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, that was weird.
No,
you sounded like Minnie Mouse.
It was like a little gremlin, wasn't it?
What happened there?
I don't know. Somebody in the microphone, obviously. Some little pixie.
That was really weird.
No.
How did you do that? That was clever.
Helium.
It's supposed to be me that sounds awful because I'm not well boy.
Well, man flu. Now, do listener, tweet in your man flu tips.
Yeah.
How to get Paul Andrews on his...
I have to tell you, she made me drink some really horrible stuff, listener, earlier, and it was disgusting.
There it is, look.
And now, not only do I feel ill with man flu, I feel ill with the stuff she made me drink as well.
All it was, listener, was vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams, and a shot of echinacea,
right.
About 16 drops. So how is your compressor these days, by the way?
What?
How is your compressor these days? Because I still sound like I've got a lift.
Yeah, you do.
In my ear.
We've got a brand new compressor, so I'm really not sure what the hell's going on.
Maybe I have got the lift.
Yeah, it's one of those.
But who might our sponsor be for?
Today's show sponsor are the lovely folks from Cascade Insurance. And a big thank you to them. That's Cascade Insurance, based in Ashford, the insurance brokers. So huge thank you to them.
Only you, let's go back to your ill health. I think I interrupted you. Only you would be feeling so ill, lying in bed, and then invite the decorators into your bedroom.
Well, I didn't invite them.
A little bit exhibitionist, I thought.
I hadn't invited them. It was scheduled over 5 months ago, and I'd forgotten they were due to turn up, and I was laying there being really ill, and all of a sudden my doorbell rang, and they all trooped in and said, right, we're going to decorate your bedroom. So I said, well, you know, throw a dust sheet over me and carry on.
And they just carried on rollering over you.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
They did power sand, did they?
Nah, I don't know what I was out of it. I wasn't paying attention to what they're doing.
What
they were they were showing me colour charts and I was going, do you like that? I don't know, whatever, just whatever.
But did they make you drinks, hot Ribena? And
No, they weren't doing. They just kept walking around with these colour charts going, well, what do you think? And I don't know, I can barely see.
I hope you're wearing your best kimono.
Why would I be doing
that? Well, because you're ill, you know, that's the time if you've got...
Is that what you do? You wear a kimono when you're ill?
If you've got guests in, you can flounce about looking grand, can't you, in your kimono,
right.
Rather than, you know, your wincey-ette one that you normally wear.
Right.
So when you've got decorators there, that's the time you can wear your kimono, I've said.
Right.
Because I know you don't do your laundry that regularly, so probably every now and then get your kimono out.
Something like that.
Now, in the studio, listener, we have lovely Emma Wooltorton. Wooltorton, isn't it?
That's right, Jules, Wooltorton.
Do people want to call you Woolerton and change your name all the time? Does it annoy you?
Well, my partner calls me Warburton.
Your partner?
I'm no relation to any loaves of bread, I can tell you that.
How long have you been with this partner?
Not long enough.
So he hasn't learned your surname, has she?
Obviously not, only 6 years.
Be careful, 6 years can very easily turn into 23.
I'm waiting for the 7 year itch.
And then we also have flanking Emma, we have Andrew Knott, who is the membership advisor of the FSB. Do I sound like I've got a list?
Yeah, you do.
Really annoying me.
I'm not going to talk about the poor microphones in here for the whole show.
FSB.
Yeah.
FSB.
It was weird. When you first started talking, it was horrible, and then it sort of cleared itself, so I don't no idea what's going on.
Well, I think you've done it on purpose, just to annoy me.
I'll have a go at it in a minute.
And then later on, we're going to do a little swap scene. And we've got, of course, the young whippersnapper, haven't we?
We have indeed, yeah.
Ben Towers.
Young Ben Towers is going to be joining us, yep.
And will Jane Ollis be coming in?
Yeah. In fact, they've just arrived in the studio.
Jane's looking very fetching, wearing a lovely little spot.
Your microphone's not going to work if you don't speak into it. That's always one of the things.
Well, I'm also looking at them. Can they listen out there in the green room?
Was on, but it isn't on.
Shall I go and turn it on?
No, just pay attention to what you're doing.
When you play a song, I'll turn it on for them.
Have you found my tweet yet?
Now, have a look when you stop chatting to me.
Well, would you go and find a tweet? I'm going to read some tweets doing that, yeah?
Okay, you get on with
it. But anyway, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses out there, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call me on 01 303 874-998-01303, 874-998. Or you can email us at bunker@kippersradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we have had a few tweets already. And I got a tweet yesterday, which I promised faithfully to read out. And do you think I can find it? No, I can't.
And you said it had a dog on it?
It had a picture of a dog on it.
Was it AK Pet Services?
No. It was a new listener, which is why I can't search for it by who they were, because I can't remember their name. And it was a new listener, and they were a dog service. And I promised faithfully I'd read it out, but I can't find it. It's ridiculous.
There's Country Practice.
No, I'm just going to do that.
All right.
Country Practice has said, Vanilla Web, can we have a shout-out? We're at Brogdale Farm, Faversham. We offer superb holistic treatments in a tranquil natural fruit collection setting.
Fruit?
How does that work then?
I know what that is. You lie on a little couch, have a lovely massage.
And they throw plums at you.
Yeah, and an apple drops on you.
Yeah.
A bit like William Tell.
Yeah.
Or what was the other?
Because we know Brogdale's, don't we?
We love Brogdale's.
We love Brogdale's.
I've had many a cider there.
You've had many a what?
Many a cider there.
Have you?
Many a cider.
Right. We love Brogdale's, yeah. So this is Country Practice at Brogdale's Farm, and their holistic treatments.
I'm just flashing through all your Twitter here. It's ridiculous how many you've got. And nothing about dogs.
It was a picture of a dog.
Yeah, no dog yet.
It was like a retriever or something.
Did you answer them back?
Yeah, yeah.
And did you retweet it?
I retweeted it, and I answered them saying I was happy to tweet it out.
Okay.
And it was yesterday evening about 8 o'clock.
Oh, God, have I got to go that far?
Yeah.
Well, that could take me a couple of weeks, listener. Bear with.
Have you found it?
I've seen the picture of you with your head slumped.
No, you put that on. That's no good.
I know, it amused me, though.
Hmm.
Carry on.
Word on the web, Bromley. Wow_Bromley is their Twitter handle. We'd love a shout out for our new community website, wowbromley.co.uk. Free listings for Bromley Borough businesses. That's not easy to say when you've got man flu. Bromley Borough businesses.
No.
Is it?
No, you are struggling,
but
aren't
you? That's wowbromley, all one word, .co.uk is their website, and their Twitter handle is wow_Bromley. So do give them a follow, check out their website, and if you're a business based in the borough of Bromley, you can have a free listing on their website. So do have a look at that and check it out. And whilst we're talking about that area of Kent, I want to tell you, I did mention this last week about the new cinema that opened in Orpington.
Yeah.
There's a unique iSense cinema, and the screen has arrived in the Odeon Orpington. And ahead of a near sellout opening, the screen measures 15 metres wide by 6.2 metres tall.
Right, what's 15 metres? That's like a swimming pool, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's huge.
It's huge.
Because
we are so old, listen, we only work in feet and inches.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. In old money. Packing 4K projectors with 9 million pixels for unparalleled detail. The Odeon Orpington opens on Friday, February the 26th. There are just a handful of tickets are left for the first 2 days of the opening, and it's the public's last chance to enjoy top films for the special rate of just £2 per ticket. That's good, isn't it?
Very good. I found it.
Well done. You can do it in a minute. Let me finish this.
Can't wait.
Builders, it's unusual for her to manage to do something I ask her to do. Builders at Orpington's new Odeon Cinema have been pictured putting the finishing touches to the cutting-edge cinema due to open next Friday. That's February the 26th, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
And today, the state-of-the-art iSense screen, one of only two in the UK, will take pride of place in a 276-seat iSense theatre, featuring floor-to-ceiling Dolby Atmos sound. That's going to blow your socks off, isn't it?
That's going to be amazing.
That's going to blow your socks off. Orpington's first cinema for 34 years will hold 959 seats in total across seven screens, and tickets are on sale now for the opening weekend. You can find out and book your tickets by going to www.odeon.co.uk/Orpington.
Quite sad in a way, because I think Andrew Knott will agree with me that in Whitstable we used to have a lovely little cinema.
Yeah, that's right.
If you remember, and you could go in and take your beer in and stuff like that. And,
yes.
And then, of course, Wetherspoons is now one of them, I think. And then there was the other little one, but on the seafront. And they've both gone. So it's quite interesting that they're building them, but maybe huge out-of-towners. I'm so old, I'm afraid I like staying in and streaming films by the log fire with a glass or something.
There's still a nice cinema in Herne Bay, the Kavanagh, which is well worth a visit.
It's great.
When I was a kid...
Quite a long time ago.
Which was an awful long time ago. It's about the time Noah was sticking his boat together.
Well, you used to have a penny farthing, didn't you?
I used to go to Canterbury on my penny farthing, yeah. The Odeon in Canterbury, I used to live in there at the weekend because they were open all night. They used to play B-movies through the night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and we all used to go in there as somewhere to sleep after you'd been to the pub.
Yeah.
It was just open all night, and they played back to back the same movie over and over again. You never watched it; you just went in there and went to sleep. Yeah,
I think I love these reminiscences we have, and I think we should have a show where we just reminisce about jamboree bags. Do you remember jamboree bags?
I do remember jamboree. Yes.
Saturday morning pictures.
Yeah. But poor Emma hasn't got a clue what we're talking about here.
Jamboree bags, and how much were they?
I can't remember.
They were cheap. Threepence. Threepence.
But I can remember, because you couldn't afford a full bottle of Tizer.
Yeah.
You could go in a sweet shop and buy a glass of Tizer.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And you'd take the empties back to get money, wouldn't you? Do you remember the empty bottles and you'd take them back to the shop?
those you found.
And you know what I also remember?
She used to have a little bike with a basket on the front and she used to deliver Hovis as well.
Do you know what we used to do? We were one of the first houses in Essex, in our cul-de-sac.
Because she's from Essex.
Yeah. To have a phone put in. But you'd pick up the phone and you could hear the neighbour on it. It was a party line. And the neighbour used to be on and you'd have to put it down and see Emma's face is just, she's gone absolutely shocked. So you pick it up and Mrs. Hilda Maud round the corner at number 16 would be chatting to her mum and you'd have to put the phone down and wait.
Cool.
That's how old we are. Do you want me to read out the little dog tweet?
Just before you do, I've got a follow-up tweet from Wow in Bromley that have just tweeted again to say, by the way, thanks for that, Vanilla Web. And uniquely, we also showcase feedback for businesses from Google, Twitter and Facebook so that visitors can see credible reviews. So that's good, isn't it?
Very, very good idea, yeah.
Do you want to read the dog tweet?
I will, because otherwise I'm going to lose it again.
Yeah.
We have had rather a lot of tweets. Gazillions, actually. This is from Sharon Benton, Benton. And she specialises as a pet photographer. Now, she can take pet portraits in your home if you want to, or on location, she says. So it's on the Twitter, @PhotoSharonB, capital B for Benton. And beautiful pictures she's got. I'm just scrolling down. She's got a little, sort of, it looks like a little fluffy Siamese thing with a little black catty thing with a black face, rather nice. Looks a bit cross-patched, a bit like Paul Andrews this morning. Then there's a beautiful golden Labrador. There's a lovely collie whizzing through the sea. And then there's something, I'm not really sure what that is. It's a little fluffy schnauzer thingy. A beautiful other pussycat. And a great big, what's that one? Like a ridgeback, maybe.
We've no idea, Jules.
We can't see. Dogs. You know why?
Why?
I'm so old. When we were at school, we used to do the study of dogs and the study of the bike. God. We used to do projects. When would you ever use that? Right. Sad, isn't it?
Have we worked out what you're telling us yet, though?
Sharon Benton.
Yeah, Sharon Benton.
Yeah, Benton.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for finding it. I couldn't find that anyway.
B-E-N-T-O, and you couldn't find it because you've got man thing.
Yeah. Deborah Turner of UMH Consult has been on, and she said, can you give us a shout-out, please, for our ladies' event on the 9th of March? Yeah, 0903, 9th of March, isn't it? 9th of March, it's International Women's Day, and it's an event taking place in conjunction with the FSB Kent, and it's at Chilston Park, just outside Lenham. If you want to find out more about it, I suggest you follow Deborah on the Twitter, at UImageConsult, or you go to the Kent Business Radio website, to the blog pages, and look at the FSB Kent events page where all the events will be listed anyway. So either of those routes to find out and book yourself on the Women in Business International Women's Day at Chilston Park with Deborah and the gang. Thank you. Jules.
Right. Are you going to make me say this word again? This is Trevor Bond, our lovely little Antipodean.
G'day, Trevor.
Yeah,
how
g'day.
You doing?
Now, he's also used Martin's word, inaugural, which I can't
frankly inaugural.
Say. I can't say it. I think I can say it better the way this is written. I think Martin popped a few
Is there a different way of writing it then?
Well, I don't know. This looks easier to say. Inaugural, you see. I'm sure he slipped a few more consonants in it or something. Anyway, there's an inaugural. See, if you say inaugural, it's all right, isn't it? If you say inaugural and get all twisted.
Just read it, for goodness sake.
Anyway, Trevor Bond, who is the sales and marketing manager of the Ramada in Dover, and he was actually the first guest on Scoff and Quaff. Do you know that?
He was, yeah.
He's lovely. And he says, dear Jules, with no mention of you, the first Kent Chefs Forum is to be held in the Olive Tree restaurant at the Ramada Hotel Dover. Now, this is the diary date. It's Monday, the 22nd of February. And the forum will be hosted by head chef Satish Nali and his team. Sorry, I don't have my glasses today. But it's Nali. And Satish is going to be working with students from East Kent College. And let me tell you, listener, they are cracking because they've got the lovely Rob Allsworth teaching them, and that I have eaten some really, really nice food at East Kent College. And also HIT training or HIT training will be there to inspire and encourage in the preparation and presentation of Indian cuisine. The student will... Can you stop squeaking when I'm reading? As Mr. Andrews doing his pulmonary exercises because he's a bit chesty. The students will...
Expectorating.
Yeah, we'll have you in a, you know, expectorant sort of, you know, where you have your chest lower than your bottom, and we'll do some pummeling later of you.
What is she going on about?
To get your mucus. It's a physiotherapy thing.
I don't need to know that, thank you. Just get on with it.
The students will be preparing canapés without mucus under the guidance of Satish and his talented team.
She's disgusting. She really is.
The canapés will be accompanied with some Kingfisher Indian beer, of which I've partaken quite a lot.
So have I.
Yeah, in India. On a lovely lawn with sort of... what the big birds...
We'll get there eventually.
What the lovely birds that...
Peacocks.
Peacocks that fan it. Oh, beautiful. This will be followed with an introduction...
You ate a peacock with your Kingfisher beer,
did
you?
I didn't eat one. I wouldn't eat peacock out of principle. This will be followed with an introduction to Indian spices. I need to go to this. Before Satish showcases some dishes from his menu, from butchery through to cooking live on the tandoori. It will then be followed by the students to showcase their samosa making skills. When is this? We need to go. It's Monday the 22nd of February, listener. It's contact Trevor Bond. He is the sales and marketing manager. I'm going to read out the phone number and the email, so poise your pen. It's 01304821230. And you can email the lovely Trevor. It's Trevor with a V-O-R, Trevor, at ramadadover.co.uk. And that is, again, Monday 22nd. I fancy going to that. We should both go. Me and Andrew Knott should go and reminisce about India.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm quite happy to go.
Yeah, let's go. Would you come?
Or quite possibly.
Emma might come. She's a bit far away, but she might come for a samosa.
Right, do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
I'm going to play some tunage. This isn't going to mean anything because we're out of sequence now. But it was a cheesy choice of track for who was going to be the first guest, but we changed the running order, so it doesn't particularly work in that way anymore.
Nothing really does work.
Nah. What do you reckon?
Not when you've got flu. Give us a clue. Very quiet beginning, I'd say. Don't press too many times. I'll just talk, Andrew.
Yeah, you talk for a minute.
So, Andrew, how long ago were you in India? She ad-libbed.
The last time I was in India was about 7 years ago, just before I joined the FSB, in fact.
And were you actually working? You said you were working in the rag trade. So were you working in Delhi?
Yeah, I was working in... We used to work in...
Sorry, there you go.
Keith Richard and the young one.
Flame is strong, 'cause we may not be the young ones very long. Tomorrow, why wait until tomorrow? 'Cause tomorrow sometimes never comes. So love me There's a song to be sung, and the best time is to sing it while we're young. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see your dreams? Should we dream together? And a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And some when the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones our bond. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Together, and a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And someday, while the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own.
Rich research and development.
Find suppliers and quote for work with
the Bakehouse, and this is in Tunbridge. The date is the 2nd of March, and it's 9 to 11.30. And they're saying that there will be presentations. There's an introduction to exporting, finance and distribution, and export support is available to Kent companies. There will also be case studies. Local businesses will share their export experience, which is highly valuable, I would think. And networking and sampling for local food and drink products. Now, this is the West Kent Export event, the food and drink sector. And I'm going to read out the email and give you a phone number, so if you get your little pen ready. They're calling for all food and drink producers in Kent to attend, and food processing companies also based in Kent to attend. And you need to call to find out more, 03-000-417-456. And the email is international.affairs@kent.gov.uk. Sounds really exciting, this. And I know a lot of my foodie friends do export. In fact, there's a very famous lady who, Helen, who, well, has pet snails. And she actually exports them to France for the cuisine. So there you are. And lots of cheese, Kentish cheesemakers that export to France again. So the date for that is, it's at the Bakehouse, 124 Tunbridge, 2nd of March, 9 to 11.30. And it's the West Kent Export event. And it will be on Kent Business Radio after this show. A little link.
Cool. Thank you. Can you try and keep your head still, at least?
Yes. Yeah. Why, what am I doing wrong?
Well, if you move your head, the mic goes all funny.
I know.
Yeah.
I've got a list. Supply My Business, they have their inaugural. I'm going to check the spelling.
I found all the emails that say inaugural.
I know, I can tell.
And I've given them all to Jules.
Driving me nuts. It is actually spelt differently, that's fine. So right. I was right. He's slipped more vowels in it, or consonants or something. Mm. Anyway, he's got an inaugural. And Trevor has got an inaugural. So they both have networking events. This is Monday the 14th of March. And I do love Martin White, so I'm not being bitchy. The date is the 14th of March. It's at Discovery Park, 7.30 to 10.30. There's a free, it is free to network with breakfast and refreshments included. So if you do fancy a little breakfast and to meet your Kent other businesses, go there. It's exclusively for Supply My Business members and timed to coincide with the start of National Apprenticeship Week. Doing a little speech there will be the CEO of Jobs in Kent and host of the popular weekly Business Bunker radio show, our very own Paul Andrews, and hopefully his cold will have gone. There'll also be another presentation on apprenticeships from East Kent College. So register your business at supplymybusiness.co.uk and join them for what promises to be a fun and informative chance to network face-to-face with our growing Kent business community. That's the 14th of March at the inaugural.
Inaugural?
Yeah.
It's not that difficult. Inaugural.
Yes, it's spelt in a strange, different... I'm going to find out which is the correct spelling in a minute, just to annoy everyone. It's also on the Kent Tweetup website, Paul Andrews, as well as your own, I believe.
It is indeed.
So you can just go onto Kent Business Tweetup.co.uk or go onto Kent Business Radio and you can click through and find out all the details. 14th of March, 7:30 to 10:30, free breakfast, free networking, with a little apprenticeship slant, I'd say, and you, of course.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that inaugural email.
Have you got any more with inaugural?
Yeah, I've got a few. Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our first guests of the day onto the Business Bunker show, Andrew and Emma from the FSB. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. It's an absolute pleasure to see you. And for, I know you had to make a long trip, Emma, to get down here, all the way from North London.
I did. It only took me 2.5 hours, Paul.
That's not bad, actually.
It took Ben longer than that on the train.
My new husband was 3 hours, Cannon Street to Whitsville the other day, because on Friday, because of inclement weather. When was this inclement weather?
Yeah. Anyway, lovely to see you guys.
Thank you.
I want to kick off by asking you to give us an overview of the FSB. And I'm going to start by clarifying something. Because I've always called it the Federation of Small Business, or Small Businesses, and although they've tended to generate to calling it just the FSB these days, which is it, or does it not matter really?
I don't think it really matters,
no,
Paul, really,
no,
to
no,
be
I
fair.
Don't. No, I don't. It's just I got told off.
Who told you off?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody, I said, it's the Federation of Small Businesses, and they went, no, we're known as the FSB now.
Well, it's certainly easy to say, so
yeah.
It suits Jules.
Exactly,
the Federation of Small Businesses.
Exactly, yeah, the inaugural Federation of Small Businesses.
I was going to say, there's no inaugural in our words, anyway.
Cool. So give us an overview, guys, of the FSB. What is it? What's its purpose? What's it there to do?
Well, the FSB, we class ourselves as experts in business. Mm. We were talking earlier, Paul, we've actually been formed now since 1974.
Right.
So we've got the myriad of experience of making... We're a non-party political organisation, non-profit making as well. Mm. So everything that we make from our members, subscriptions go straight back into the members. So it's for... The benefits are for the members.
Right.
We offer a wide range of vital business services, which Andrew will come on to later on, including advice, financial and expertise. So we're a support function for every small, medium enterprise business. Most importantly as well, we have a powerful voice in government. So we have a lobbying activist within our Westminster office. So we have an open door, shall we say, to number 10.
So right. Who is your lobbying activist? Who are you using? Who are they?
Well, they're us. So
that's what the FSB does.
So we do.
So you don't have one of your people going in and chatting with Cameron or...
Oh, yes, we do. We have a head of policy, Craig Beaumont.
Craig Beaumont.
Yeah. And,
hello, Craig, if you're listening.
Yes, newly promoted Craig, so congratulations. We've just come back off a party conference, actually. We had a policy conference just this month. Mm. So we're very much at the forefront of businesses' minds at the moment.
Absolutely. So basically, the FSB is a membership-based organisation.
It is, correct.
And can you give us an overview of the type of organisations that you represent?
Well, to be perfectly honest, Paul, we go across the board.
Right.
I mean, it can be anything from a pub, a restaurant, IT people like Ben,
right,
so any...
No, we wouldn't let Ben in.
No.
No, let's not get carried away.
Ben used to be our youngest member. I'm not so sure he still is.
No, he's getting old now. Yeah. He's getting
and
old.
He's looking older.
I think he's got a grey hair coming in as well.
So, any business can be a member. I mean, the funniest, not necessarily the funniest, the strangest sign-up I've ever had was when I was doing South London, and it was not far from Brixton, and it was basically a rubbish dump.
Right.
So I've got to believe this is a true story. So I've gone through these double doors, and they've got no office, nothing, but, like, just canvas strung up.
Right.
So I've sat on the camp and the smell was unbearable.
Lovely.
They joined, so that was the most important thing. So any business, no matter how diverse.
Stick at a dump.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of money in Mook and Brass.
There's money. Where there's Mook, there's money.
Yeah,
absolutely. Do you have...
I need to say hello to Armenia because they are watching us on Periscope.
Armenia, they would be. Yeah. Hi, Armenia.
The whole country.
Yeah. Can we get a vote in from the Armenian panel in a minute? Yeah, anyway. Do you, as the Federation of Small Businesses, I guess there's that's a clue in terms of who you represent.
Yeah.
Do you actually have a finite limit that says, oh, you're too big, you can't join?
Well, the definition of a small business is up to 249 employees.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where we take our steer from, to be fair. And there's 5.4, if I can get million right, if I get my statistics right, of small businesses in this country.
Yeah.
And that's our target audience.
And they're 93% of all businesses, aren't they? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because there's 5.6 million businesses in total and 5.4 are small businesses. Absolutely,
And I think it's about 65% of those are sole traders.
Right.
And that makes up a lot of our memberships.
Right.
So we give our members, shall we say, a big voice.
Right.
If you, as I say, look at the proportion of sole traders, they're self-employed, they're on their own, but we give them the opportunity to build a network with other businesses, so they're not actually on their own. They
right.
can talk to us and other businesses around in the local area as well,
right.
or national.
Right. So. Cool. So what I want to explore now is... she's so off-putting when she does that, isn't she? She shoves her phone in your face.
Periscope, darling.
I want to explore now, if I may, what kind of benefits that you can offer someone that is thinking about joining the FSB.
And any delicious case studies. I'm always interested in a case study, Andrew or Emma.
But they got a Samsonite.
Oh dear, I think you should go back to bed under your dust sheet today.
Yeah,
just before I go on, I'd just like to also say one of the biggest members I've ever signed up was in excess of 200 employees, which was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right, okay.
So there's all sorts of people. So anyone can join.
Was it one particular was it a franchise or was it more?
It was a franchise, but the guy owned 11.
Right.
Wow. So. Excellent. Wow.
And they signed up for the HR.
So you sold him a bucket.
But they felt it was better value to be members of the FSB rather than employ somebody to do their HR.
Yeah.
So, you know, cool. it's...
Well, let's move on to that and explain, because you need to explain to the listeners some of the benefits of actually joining and why that makes sense. So go through, if you will, Andrew, some of the benefits of becoming a member.
In my view, I suppose the most important thing is the free legal advice,
right.
Which you can get in anything from health and safety, employment law, tax, VAT. Mm. And how that works is you pick up the phone, you dial our legal helpline, you're speaking directly with a solicitor.
Right.
If you follow their advice and by chance you end up in court or a tribunal, you'll be legally represented and you'll be covered for up to £50,000 costs.
Right, okay.
And within that, we cover you for a tax investigation.
Right.
So, you know, you can ring up about any subject. If you want some advice on health and safety, risk assessment, we've got specialists in that. We've got specialists in VAT, tax, and most importantly, employment law.
Right.
Which, as we all know, is a big, big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We had an employment lawyer on last week on the show, and we were talking about such things.
Yeah, very interesting.
And you're quite right. One of the big things that's putting off micro businesses and small businesses in expanding and hiring people is the whole raft of laws, regulations and other kind of stuff that it's so easy to trip over, and a lot of businesses just don't need that aggravation, and they need to employ someone, but they don't, they feel very uncomfortable. So a benefit like that, which is, I mean, there's no added cost to that. That's part of the membership.
That's part of the membership price.
Fabulous. I mean,
and just briefly on the cost of membership, it's based on the number of employees.
Right.
Because obviously, the more people you employ, the more likely you are to use a legal helpline.
Sure.
So if it's zero employees, it's £130 per annum.
Right.
Plus a £30 registration fee.
Right.
So it's, you know, so three or four peanuts. Coffees a month. Yeah.
Yeah. It's peanuts. It's,
in the whole scheme of things, it's not a lot of money.
Absolutely.
It's incredible value.
It is. So let's explore some of the other benefits that you offer by becoming a member.
First of all, there's free business banking for life.
Right.
We know a lot of the big banks give you 18 months, but after that, the charges are exorbitant.
Yeah.
Ours is free for life. They also give you a £25 a year loyalty bonus.
Right. So can I just quantify that in some way? When you say free banking, is that with a bank that you've partnered with? So you have a whoever your partner is for banking terms, you have your accounts there, and then you get free banking for life. Is that how it works?
It's with the cooperative bank.
Right, okay.
They haven't got that many branches, but you can use the post office in the same way.
Yeah.
But most people now are doing online banking.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not really an issue.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And just completely changing the subject, I don't know if you know, but Switzerland have just passed a law to remove cash. They're not going to have cash anymore.
No, I didn't
remove cash?
Yeah, going to do away with cash. Everything's going to be digital.
God, that's amazing.
Absolutely. Anyway, sorry, that's a digression. So there's banking benefits, legal helpline. What else are we getting?
Also, as part of the legal helpline, you can download contracts and legal documents, templates, etc.
Templates.
Just to pick up on what Andrew said, we've got over 600 documents at your fingertips when you become a member.
Right.
And they're all kept up to date on a daily, weekly basis by qualified lawyers. So you've got access to those immediately as soon as you join the FSB.
Right.
We have what we call rights of membership. So as you quite rightly said, when you join the FSB, you're given these as part of the memberships. We do work with other suppliers that you can tap into that you can actually get benefits, but those are additional costs.
Right.
But if you're an FSB member, you'll get a percentage off of these. Various different things from fuel cards, to business leads, looking at networking is a huge part of what we do as a federation as well. So we introduce other businesses to the local environment.
Right.
And that's part of the membership. That's normally a small contribution sometimes for a breakfast meeting or an evening.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah, just buy your bacon sandwich or something like that.
Or if you're Ben, your Eggs Benedict on your way here.
I'm sure we can't go to that, I'm afraid, Ben. But it's really interesting. I read some statistics, 45% of people join an organisation as the FSB for the networking benefits.
Mm.
So you don't necessarily, if you join in Kent, you can go to any networking event around the country that we hold as well. So it's introducing, should we say, you to a different environment, new business leads. And it's like putting your little arm around you. If you're self-employed, get out the house, go and do some networking, increase your business. And get your name out there, really.
Absolutely. So there's a wide range of benefits to becoming a member, in addition to the core benefit, which is that the FSB operate as a lobbying organisation to central and local government in raising awareness about business issues as far as government is concerned.
Yeah.
Which is sorely needed. I won't drag you into this, but it's one of my big passions at the moment is how appalling government is at dealing with small business and how they just don't seem to understand at all. But I won't drag you into that.
That'll be another show.
Yeah, that's a policy show altogether then.
That'll be a whole rant on my own.
Yeah. I just need to say a warm welcome to Bridger Howes, who are watching on Periscope.
Rich, hi Mark.
They say they remember the studio well.
They remember the studio well.
You speak with forked tongue?
They remember the studio well.
Yes. Obviously your ears are...
Yeah, blocked up. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So, As an organisation, I think Emma made reference to the fact that the FSB has been going since the mid-70s.
Yes.
Do you know how many members you've got nationally?
Yeah, we're averaging about 200,000 members. Right. We're the biggest organisation in the UK.
Right.
So you can imagine how what that opens up to. And that's why we are so successful with our policing, because we've got 200,000 members at our fingertips to say to government, yeah, these are the what's ticking their boxes, shall we say, what they need to look
at. These are the issues, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do you think there is being a shift now? Because I thought that Cameron was making some noises about SMEs and, you know,
They all talk about it,
yeah.
But they don't understand the ramifications of a lot of things they do.
No, but do you think there will be a shift, or are you seeing any positive changes?
It's hard to tell,
isn't
it?
It's hard to tell. I mean, we're looking at each other because, you know, it's...
Who was the chap that you mentioned that goes trotting in to see Cameron?
Craig.
Let's get Craig and get him on the phone, another show.
And then you've got people like Mike Cherry, who's the head of policy and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, I mean, as far as dealing with politicians are concerned, you know what that's like. You go and say something to them and they agree with you. And then, you know, somebody else comes along and they agree with them. So, you know, I mean, you can tell them till you're blue in the face. It doesn't mean to say they're going to take any notice.
No.
You know, the fact is that SMEs have been responsible for the greatest boom in jobs ever witnessed in this country, ever. We have 31 million people employed, 2 million new jobs in the last 2 years, all of them created by SMEs. You would think that the government were interested, and they claim that they are. My opinion, and this is my opinion, not representing anybody else's, if they were really that interested in SMEs, they wouldn't have made some of the decisions they've made over the last year or so that have made life for SMEs very difficult without any consultation. But that's another issue.
Yes.
So you've got 200,000 ish members nationwide. Makes you the biggest business support organisation in the UK. You have this lobbying function on the one hand, plus all these member benefits on the other hand, plus the networking meetings. I believe that you've got a conference coming up soon as well.
We have. We've got our national conference coming up in Glasgow in March. Are you coming, Ben? Oh, good, yes. You can come and see me.
Ben would go to the opening of an envelope.
Yeah, the 17th and 19th of March. We've got over 100 exhibitors. Throughout the 3 days, we've got some free seminars. We've got all of the national councils going, staff from the FSB. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's my first national conference, Paul.
So you haven't been to one before?
No, this is my first one.
I haven't asked you, Emma, how long you've actually been with the FSB, which is remiss of me.
That's okay. You're not very well. I'll let you off on that, Scott. I've been here now 8 months.
Right, okay.
So.
And are you enjoying the role?
I am.
Just tell us again. I'm sure you did tell us up front. Yeah. Just tell us what your role is again.
I'm the regional sales manager, and I cover the South Coast and South London area.
Right.
So many, many days and many, many hours spent in my car covering.
You've got a big patch.
I have. Yeah. Surrey, Kent, down to the South Coast, Bournemouth, Eastbourne, right along, then over back into Brighton, then up back into South East London, then over into South West.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Lovely.
It's a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe that you have an opening at the moment in Dartford, is that right?
I do. We're looking for a membership advisor in the Dartford area. So if you're looking to come under the umbrella of the FSB, you're given full autonomy to run your own business, but you get the support of the FSB, you get the marketing. It's an amazing opportunity. It really is, Paul, for someone to come in with an entrepreneurial spirit, take over the Dartford area and really make it their own.
Right.
I think it's an amazing opportunity for someone in this local area.
Okay.
Definitely.
So if there's anyone out there listening that fancies doing that, if they get hold of you or Andrew or one of you and progress it from there.
Yeah, definitely. If they can come to me, that would be really brilliant. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Just to put you on the spot finally, if people want to find out more about the FSB, more about your benefits and all the things, obviously the best place to go is the website.
It is, yeah.
Give us a shout for your website.
It's www.fsb.org.uk.
Absolutely.
Please come and visit us. We much appreciate your time.
Well, with all those amazing opportunities you're offering Bunker listeners and everyone else in the UK, they should definitely go and have a look.
Absolutely. Andrew, you wanted to mention something?
Yeah, just one. We had a meeting yesterday in London with the team, and we had an IFA there speaking about pension. Auto-enrolment is here now.
Yeah.
I'm sure the listeners are aware of it, but it's very important that you get it done.
Yeah.
If you employ one person earning over £10,000, you've got to qualify.
Absolutely.
The FSB costs you £399 plus VAT for up to 10 members, which apparently is one of the cheapest on the market.
Yeah.
So another reason to join.
Absolutely. And just to emphasise what Andrew said there, certainly in this region, in Kent and Medway, the FSB have been running a series of free workshops for members on auto-enrolment. Do go to the Kent Business Radio website, look at the FSB event page, and all of those events will be listed. You're right. There's still too many businesses, though, that don't think it applies to them. And it does.
That's right.
And they're running out of time to do something about it, and they're going to panic at the end.
And the fines are big.
Yeah, they are.
And come towards the end, there'll be so many businesses trying to get a pension that they won't all get it.
No, absolutely.
That's the advice we've been given.
It's like anything, isn't it? If you leave your tax return to the last day, then... Murphy's law is that the tax website will crash, and you won't be able to submit it, and then you get fined. And that's what's happening with auto enrolment on a bigger scale, is that people are leaving it and leaving it and leaving it. They're all going to panic at the last minute, and you won't get it, and you'll get a huge fine.
Big fines,
because they are big fines. They are big fines.
It seems, listening to you guys, that if you join, there's a lot of peace of mind about. With all the stuff that you're offering, there's a huge amount of people, with the legal advice and everything else. It's a no-brainer. And as we said at the beginning, not a lot of money. Just repeat the cost of joining for listeners who've just joined.
It's based on a number of employees. Yeah. But zero employees is £130 per annum.
Nothing.
Plus £30 registration fee.
Right. Brilliant. Which is a one-off cost,
one-off. Then it's £130 the following year.
It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. So, guys, thank you so much for that. Thank you for coming on to the Business Bunker Show and telling us about membership of the FSB. Absolute pleasure to meet you both. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Andrew and Emma of the FSB, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Jules.
Blimey. And you got welcome. Filmed as well.
I'll send you that video. We had a lot of people. It's, now my storage is full. So there's the story of my life on my phone.
Absolutely. But haven't you managed to lose all of your contacts on your phone?
Well, I wonder whether Ben knows about this. Well, you told me. But
it's iCloud.
I know, but you're just frustrating because I said, how do I get off the cloud?
You can't. Once you're in it, you're in it.
Why is it... iCloud, Ben, has stolen all my contacts. I can't phone anyone. So I go to phone my son. Don't even know his number. Why would I? It's on my contacts. Can't phone him.
Yeah.
Can't phone Paul Andrews. Every cloud has a silver lining.
Just remember, there's no such thing as the cloud. It's somebody else's computer. And in this case, it's Apple's. And when they get their act together, they will fix it and it will come back.
When? How long do I have to wait?
I don't know. Well,
I can't phone my decorator. They're all on my phone.
Yeah, I realise that. Have you bothered to try and restore it?
No, I was asking you sweetly how I could, including singing a Rolling Stones song to him. How do I get off of the cloud?
Yeah. I can't take you off the cloud. Once you're in the cloud, you're in the cloud. There's no way out of it. You've surrendered for life.
Cloud?
No, but you can get your contacts back, because the whole point of the cloud is it's backed up your contacts. So you go and restore from your backup.
Well, you'll have to pop round, Paul Andrew. I have got some chicken soup on the boil as we speak. Just pop round. I'll double garlic it for you.
Oh, thank you.
But it's really quite shocking.
Yeah, anyway, enough of that. Enough of her ongoing, forever, technology problems. You're a menace with technology, woman. You're an absolute menace. I've had a tweet from Marketing Insights 360, and they say, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, Jules Serkin, it's a great show this afternoon, and it's also great to be back. Well, welcome back. And you can follow those folks. Their Twitter handle is a bit contacted. It's Marketing Insight, but it's spelled MKT, MKTINSIGHT360. MKT Insight 360 on the Twitter. Do give them a follow, Jules.
Shall I read something, Paul
Andrews?
Yeah,
go on.
Okay, how good. This hasn't got an inaugural in, so I should be all right. I was thinking if there was an inaugural and entrepreneurial all in together, that would be a bit of a mouthful. How good is your company's customer service? Well, this is an interesting one. Delivering excellence in customer service training day. It's on Tuesday, the 23rd of February. Successful businesses have one thing in common, the ability to make their customers feel special while delivering outstanding service on a consistent basis. Canterbury College is running a training day which will give you the knowledge, understanding and confidence to deliver outstanding service and coach your workers in these skills. So what are you going to learn? You're going to learn why it's critical to have a customer-centric approach, to identify the link between service and selling, what an outstanding service experience looks like, how to confidently demonstrate excellent service, the importance of communication and rapport building, how to create an action plan that complements your company service strategy. Go on to the canterburycollege.ac.uk website to find out more. And again, it's the 23rd of February, which is the Tuesday. I don't have details of times, but it will all be on there and also on Kent Business Radio. .co.uk. Sounds like a good idea. Off the top of your head, who would you say great at customer service? Off the top of your head, Andrew?
The FSB.
Nice
that.
One. Like it. Well, Marks and Spencer's always used to be famous for their customer service, didn't they? I don't know if that's still the case so much as it used to be once upon a time.
Mm.
I can tell you who's really bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
I can give you a list of who's really bad.
Yeah.
To be honest, most large corporations are appalling at customer service these days because they try to fight off their customers most of the time.
I would say my past experience, Vodafone. I left Vodafone because of their customer service.
I thought we weren't allowed to do negatives. I thought you were asking who was the best.
No, I know, but then I thought while you mentioned it, we're on a roll, so I thought I'd just trot that in.
Oh, right, okay. Yes. Anyone else you want to slag off before we finish?
No, I'm not slagging them off. I'm just saying I marched off and left them.
Okay.
Kent and Victor Chamber, Rising Stars. This is a new networking support forum for those in professional services. It's at the Thistle Hotel Brands Hatch, which is in Dartford, 25th of February, I think that is. I haven't got my glasses. 25th.
Isn't that Ben? Isn't that
like
25th?
Yeah. Thank you. Andrew's passing me his. Thank you. 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Come and hear from guest speaker Deborah Turner. Didn't we mention this earlier?
I mentioned Deborah earlier.
I'm peering at you over Andrew's glasses.
Oh, blimey.
With You Image Consultancy doing a short presentation on the importance of first impressions, Paul Andrews,
yep.
And personal branding. Members £15 and non-members are £20 plus VAT. KentinVictorChamber.co.uk.
Fabulous, thank you.
What a difference a pair of glasses make.
You can now see what you're doing. Dragon's Den. We are looking for applications for those who have a current business and may be interested in applying to pitch for potential investment from the Dragons on Dragon's Den. It's a challenging place to pitch, but it's also a genuine business opportunity to secure investment. In Series 13, there were 24 entrepreneurs who accepted offers of investment in a den worth a combined £1.562 million, with plenty more achieving success after taking on board the Dragon's advice. If you'd like to be considered for the Dragon's Den next series, if you drop an email for an application form to dragonsden@bbc.co.uk. That's dragonsden@bbc.co.uk. If you fancy going on Dragon's Den and trying to blake some money out of the Dragons. Good luck with that.
I've just had a really naughty tweet from Anthony Jones.
Are we allowed to read it on air?
It's not an ooh matron naughty. He is on the Twitter. He's AJ Photo Info. And he says, hi, Jules Serkin. Can you please give a shout out for the inaugural? Inaugural, spelt correctly, I think. Kent Photo Fair. Now, there's a hashtag, which is Kent Photo Fair, just to let you know, which is on the 5th of June. And also, he's put the little Twitter handle at C Dartford as well. So I'll check that out. So thank you, Anthony Jones, AJ Photo Info. I managed to say it. And I've just found out something awful. When I was periscoping just now, because I'm just back from India, where I was working for Frontier.
Have you been in India? Have you? You hadn't mentioned it.
Yeah, the Golden Triangle, darling. Don't you remember wearing a bindi? Don't you remember me wearing my sari last week?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when I did my...
Did you see... You posted a picture of me in your sari as well.
Oh, yeah, you looked fab. But then somebody put purple hair on you as well. Who's
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Mikey?
Who might that have been?
No, the worst thing is I'm probably going to get sacked from my new husband because I just periscoped from his Twitter handle, Frontier Funds.
Have you?
The business fund show.
Well, that's why we got all those people from Armenia then.
Yeah.
So well, that would explain it.
He's going to be furious with me. But he does love your show, but, you know.
Gavin, what can I say? You have our total sympathy, mate. I mean, you're doing us all a favour by...
The moral of the story is when you're doing Periscope, remember, if you're doing it for various people, log out on your flight back from India and then log into yourself again.
Thank you. Yeah. We've had a tweet from Tenterton Twilight.
I love them. Are they? They're not the toilet ones, are they?
I think they do run the Tenterton Toilet account, but they're Tenterton Twilight are a cleaning company. And they say, hi, Vanilla Web, hope you're feeling better. Not a lot, but thank you for asking. Can Team Twilight have a shout-out, please? We're working so hard at keeping Kent beautifully clean. Of course you can have a shout-out. It's an absolute pleasure. Do follow them. Tenterton, their Twitter handle is Tenterton TWCC, all one word, Tenterton, A-T-E-N-T-E-R-D-E-N, Tenterton TWCC, Tenterton Twilight Cleaning Company, keeping Kent clean.
Laura Burton Lawrence says that I am sounding odd and that I've got a lisp as I did last week. Have I developed one? And I just said, we don't know what it is, do we? It's a gremlin, a little pixie.
Absolutely.
Kent and Victor Chamber, Muesli Mafia, Breakfast Networking, including a full English and possibly a sprinkling of Muesli, 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Members and non-members, £24. The next one is on Thursday, the 25th of February, at the Royal Wells Hotel in Maidstone. And then Diary J, the 10th of March, also a Thursday, is at the Warren in Bromley. You can go again to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk.
Cool.
There's a list of all Kent B2B exhibitions this year. Mm-hmm. You can go to the Kent B2B website to find out about them. But a couple of them are, if you want to write them down, exhibitions. The West Kent B2B, which is the 10th of March. That's at the Hop Farm in Paddock Wood. And then also the 26th of April, the Ashford International, where Paul Andrews and I broadcast, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah.
Indeed, we frolicked there. North Kent B2B is the 29th
of June. We frolicked all kinds of places.
Butmore Park.
There's even YouTube video of us frolicking.
29th of June, Butmore Park Kart Circuit in Chatham. And East Kent B2B is the 1st of November, Lees Cliff Hall, Folkestone. I really can't be thinking about November, just recovering from Christmas.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Click Events who have asked me to shout out for their event ball this Saturday. So do follow Click Events and find out about their event ball this Saturday, I believe, at the Village Hotel in Maidstone. So do have a check of that. Right, what I'm going to attempt to do now is play another piece of tunage and have a little break before we come back for the second part of the show. What do you reckon, Jules?
Yeah, am I going to guess this? Oh, that is Lionel Richie, I'm Easy or something.
Easy on a Sunday.
Easy on a Sunday.
You got it.
I'm not really easy.